Hello there, Kevin here with another episode of the Feel Good English Podcast. Today we're going to be using a TED Talk because it is TED Tuesdays, and we're going to be talking a little bit about success. According to some studies that have been done, there is one factor that leads to success more than anything else. In a very famous study, used marshmallows to show how this one factor is so important in the future success of children. So how do marshmallows and success relate? And what is the most important factor to becoming successful, according to many researchers? That's what I'm going to talk about in this short TED Tuesday lesson. I'll talk about the talk, talk a little bit about what the main ideas are behind the talk, and also help you figure out some of the vocabulary and expressions that are used in the TED Talk. So after this podcast episode, you can go over to TED.com and watch the short video, which is quite fun and entertaining and educational. So after this episode, go over there, watch that, come back, listen to this again, and learn deeply. That helps you succeed. If you want transcripts to the Feel Good English podcast, go to feelgoodenglish.com and you can learn how you can become a member. Members get access to transcripts to all of the episodes I make them for. Now let's get into the lesson. So the name of this TED Talk is called Don't Eat the Marshmallow. A guy named Joaquim de Posada, who is a motivational speaker and coach. Not sure where he is from, or actually he was from. Unfortunately, he passed away last year, I found through research. But he was a very inspiring and motivating speaker, especially to the Spanish-speaking community. He was known as one of the top 10 most motivational speakers in the U.S. in the Spanish-speaking community. And in the talk, he's using some studies that were done in the past, some psychological studies that tested children's self-discipline. So imagine they put a marshmallow in front of a child and said, don't eat this marshmallow for 15 minutes. If you don't eat it, you will get another marshmallow. So you will have two. However, if you can't resist and you do eat the marshmallow, you don't get another one. The speaker made a funny joke. This is equivalent to telling an adult they can have coffee in 2 hours. Equivalent to, meaning it's the same as. It's equivalent to, it's a perfect equivalent to telling an adult, I'll get you some coffee, but in 2 hours. I can relate to that. When I wake up in the morning, I have coffee every day. And if you said you're going to have coffee in 2 hours, I'd be a little disappointed for sure. Give me that coffee now. So in the study, what he found was 2 out of 3 children ate the marshmallow. 2 out of 3 children could not resist. They would play with it and move it around, but eventually they said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to eat this marshmallow. Now, 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 children ate it. 66%. The other 33% would put it back, play with it, but they would put it back. Phrasal verb to put back is to return to the place that it was. So they would put it in their hand, and then they would put it back on the table. The ability to delay self-gratification is the most important factor to success. Self-discipline. Being able to do the work, to get the hard things done, to get through the tough moments without getting distracted, without focusing on what would give you instant gratification, without watching TV, without looking at Facebook, without eating a chocolate chip cookie. That leads to success. And why do they say this? Because they followed the children in the marshmallow experiment. In 10, 15, 20 years later, they were performing better in school and in their careers than the children that ate the marshmallow. Pretty surprising stuff, huh? He said that some of the children had dropped out of high school. To drop out of school is to quit. To drop out, that phrasal verb specifically means to quit. Usually school could be a sport or something like that, but usually we drop out of school. So following the kids that ate the marshmallow, they couldn't resist. They were more interested in self-gratification. Didn't do as well in the future. The speaker then goes into talking about how this applies to all walks of life. All walks of life, like the verb walking. I'm walking down the street, Johnny Walker. All walks of life means all types of life, all different types of people, all different types of areas. Where this expression came from, I'm not so sure, walks of life. But all walks of life means all different types of people. He says it applies to salesmen. If you're a salesman and the customer instantly wants something, oh, I want that right now. The salesperson that is able to delay the buyer's gratification and ask them more questions and talk about more products is able to sell them more in the end, as opposed to just giving them what they want right now. At the end of the talk, Joaquin proposes that we need to follow the example of South Koreans. In South Korea, they are teaching their children to be more self-disciplined and to delay gratification. And in the U.S., we have a debt. We eat more marshmallows than we produce. The word debt, D-E-B-T, is when you owe, O-W-E, when you owe something or have to give something, but you have to give more than you have. So let's say you need to give somebody $10, you only have $5, you have a debt of $5. Here we eat more marshmallows than we produce, and I totally can see that and understand that. It's a society, and not just the U.S., but a generation, I think, of children and teens who want to be satisfied instantly, who don't want to put in the hard work, who want instant gratification. Teaching our kids self-discipline is extremely important. Teaching myself self-discipline is extremely important and not easy. However, I am trying hard to do the work first to get the rewards second. And some examples of how delaying gratification can bring you better results. If you don't watch TV and instead you do the homework you need for class or for school, or you get that extra work done, you'll learn more and you'll become better at your job because you're putting the TV to the side. If you don't buy the desserts at the store, if you don't buy the cookies, if you don't buy them when you were at the supermarket, when you get home, you won't have that unhealthy food and you will eat better. So you will look and feel better. If you go to the gym and you stop 10 minutes early because it feels good, you won't see the same results you would if you finished your workout. Putting in that little extra effort, which doesn't feel good, but putting that little extra effort in will bring you those better results. Instead of coming home after work and watching some stupid television program, watching the news, watching a soap opera, putting in that 2 minutes, even just 2 minutes into English studying, listening to something, reading something for 2 minutes will bring you bigger and better results in the future. One side note here, a great way to get past this challenge of instant gratification, of not doing the right thing, is to do something very small. Studying English for 2 minutes a day before watching TV or doing what you love to do can bring you big results, but you have to do it, and it's only 2 minutes. It should be easy. One great technique to become more self-disciplined. Start small, do something small, and it will grow. So that's it for this lesson. A very fun video. Now, like I said, go over to TED.com and search the video, Don't Eat the Marshmallow. You will see what I'm talking about. A very fun talk. To learn this vocab deeply too. Repeat this lesson as many times as possible. It's not a very long one, so that should be pretty easy. And again, go over to feelgoodenglish.com to become a member and get the transcript to this episode so you can become an excellent, self-disciplined English speaker. And how about a little food joke for you today? What did the baby corn say to its mom? Where's my popcorn? See you in the next lesson. We'll be right back.